poll, voters say Biden likely profited from Hunter Biden's shady business dealings. By Hannah Blow on July 19, 2022. Most voters say President Biden not only knew about his son Hunter Biden's shady business dealings but profited from them as well, a Rasmussen Report survey released Tuesday found. The survey found 69% indicating that Biden was aware of at least some of Hunter Biden's major foreign business dealings. Of those, 49% said it is very likely he was aware. Most Republicans and independents agree, but just half of Democrats feel the same way. Another 62% across the board say it is likely that Biden personally profited from deals with Chinese government-connected companies. 83% of Republicans say it is at least somewhat likely, and 67% of independents agree. 50% of Democrats say it is either not very likely or not at all likely. What is more, Americans remain doubtful that federal investigations would lead to criminal charges against Hunter Biden, as just 32% said it is at least somewhat likely. The survey was taken July 14 and 17, 2022, among 1,000 likely U.S. voters and has a +3% margin of error. It follows countless bombshell revelations on Biden family corruption, as detailed by Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer in Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. According to Schweitzer, the Biden family scored $31 million from five deals with individuals having direct ties to the Chinese spy apparatus. Schweitzer explains that Beijing saw a financial relationship with the Bidens as an opening for elite capture, which allowed Hunter Biden to secure meetings and score major deals with people in the highest levels of Chinese financial institutions and the Chinese Communist Party, and in return they would be able to leverage the Bidens' power for their interests. One of the central early players in the Bidens' Chinese deals is a tycoon by the name of Chai Feng, or the super chairman, as Hunter and his partners referred to him. Chai, the son of a PLA soldier, has been described in Western media as a shadowy and discreet investor, whose father-in-law was the governor of the People's Bank of China, and whose business partner was the vice minister of state security, a man by the name of Ma Zhen. Schweitzer writes that Ma was reportedly the director of the ministry's No. 8 bureau, overseeing North American operations targeting foreigners with its counterintelligence apparatus. The survey comes on the heels of Biden's administration selling nearly 1 million barrels from the U.S. Strategic Oil Reserve to a Chinese state-owned gas company, Sinopec, which has financial ties to a private equity firm Hunter Biden co-founded, which reportedly purchased a nearly $2 billion stake in Sinopec Marketing in 2015, as Breitbart News detailed.